G'day and welcome to Dust Salamander Bait and Tackle Fishing Report for the first report of the actual Christmas school holidays in summer, which is great. Should be kicking off this weekend, around the 19th. Look, if you're up here on holidays, welcome. Sorry about the stormy weather, but hopefully it's settled down a bit by the weekend. Look, some spots to fish if you're unfamiliar with the place, some land-based spots. The main breakwall at Nelson Bay, good down there for kingfish in summer. Really good for dewfish after a lot of rain, which we will have had this week. So those upper systems of the estuary get flushed out and the dewfish come out. Change of tide is best to fish down there, mainly nocturnal feeders, so nighttime's the way to go. Doesn't matter whether it's a low change, low to high, or high to low. Pretty fussy in the bay though, they like a live bait. So slimies or yellowtail, fresh dead squid would do the trick too. For the kingfish, early morning, late afternoon, if they're working the surface, you can try poppers and stick bait. If not, try and get a fresh bit of squid in front of them, or a livey, and see how you go there. For those wanting some more calmer species, like the bread and butter ones, sand whiting and flathead, look, some nice little estuary beaches around the bay, starting off with Shoal Bay. I'd fish the western end of Shoal Bay under Nelson Head. Although it's tidal, it's steep all the time, it's always sand-based. Great spot for whiting, with worms or yabbies. Good to use soft plastics in the event. Good chance to get a flathead and you won't get snagged with a whole lot of weed. Good spot to take the kids fishing too. Very safe. You can go for a swim if it all goes horribly wrong. Roy Wood Reserve down there, Sandy Point Road. You need half to full tide down there, really. When all those little yabby holes get covered over by the tide, the whiting come in and feed on the yabbies, and in turn the flathead wait in ambush for the whiting. So look, also a great place to pump yabbies on the low tide. So good spot to take the kids. If you're going to have a crack down there, you could also consider trying the surface poppers like the sugar pens for whiting. Really light leader in these conditions because it's only about, I don't know, 5 foot deep at its best. But they come in along those sand flats and they're heaps of fun on the lures. Taylor's Beach the same. You can have a crack for flathead there on low tide. If you're going to do that, that's a bit weedier than Roy Wood. So try something like the Bent Minnow surface lures for flathead down at Taylor's Beach. You'll be quite successful. They probably get to about half a metre down when you're retrieving them. So good opportunity there. Also, good place for sand whiting and trumpeter whiting also around Taylor's Beach. Now, squid. If you want to have a crack for squid, Little Beach Boat Ramp in the evening and afternoon's a way to go there. The guys like using the 1.8 size jigs. Shell Bay Wharf also, they get squid off there. 1.8 to 2.5 size jigs, half to full tide there. If you want to have a crack at crabs, Blue Swimmer Crabs, you could Wanda Beach, Sunset Beach, anywhere around those places, weedy areas. Having a look at mud crabs, you want to get up in the mangroves more. And this week, as always, at this time of year, I've received lots of reports of flathead around. So, look, a great table fish, bread and butter species that everyone chases. Easiest fish in the world to catch on a lure. So if you want to start your lure fishing experience, target flathead. The Samaki Vibes work very well. The Bent Minnows, which I discussed before, they're a floating lure, so they'll float over weed banks and you won't get as much weed on it. Also, the chase bait lures. Paddle tail style is easiest to use. You can just throw it out and directly wind it back. Look, they're an ambush feeder. The big ones don't feed every day, so they will take a reasonably big lure, and they will sit in areas that the bait fish, where they can ambush the bait fish. Also, having a look around some places for the kids to fish, you can just go on. I've done some spots on the website. So basically, just Google places for the kids to fish at Port Stephens and it should come up. In summary though, the safest places for them to fish, these are the real little ones. You've got a wharf at Sally Shores behind Bannisters, the Pearson's Park Wharf, which is up further. Back down this way, you've got the top end of Shoal Bay Beach, which I mentioned before. Shoal Bay Wharf as well, which is opposite the country club. All very safe areas for the kids to fish. If there's strong nor'easterly winds, you can get out of that at Pearson's Park Wharf. It's normally behind you. So, I've also had some good reports of some prawns this week too. Again, that's probably related to all the rain and a bit of push from the upper systems there. So The Hunter River guys and the Myall guys have been getting some nice prawns. You can also have a crack at the prawns yourself. Roy Wood Reserve in the nighttime, Bagnell's Beach, Nelson Bay Beach, just with a prawn light or a torch, an underwater type torch thing, and a prawn net. Just make sure you wear some decent shoes because you don't want to stand on our friends the stingrays, which I've done before and I'll never do it again. So crabs too, which I mentioned before, that also activates a little bit more crab activity as well. Around Karura Bridge, the old bridge, they've been getting some nice school dew. Up further at the new bridge, a few bull sharks, but there's some dew being taken up there, not last week, but the week before. At the northern two pylons of that new bridge, you'll see it goes to about 4 fathoms down there. Wayne O also reports some brim up around Garden Island, around the oyster racks. So this time of year, the brim will go up into the estuary system more so, and they'll be feeding around oyster racks. After they've spawned in winter, they'll be replenishing themselves, basically. You can have a look around the anchorage longwall there. There's some kingfish hanging around down there the other day. None were caught. They only looked like rat kings, but they were chasing a school of some type of bait fish. They weren't really sure. There are also some nice whiting on that and flathead around that area too, just onto that sandy little beach area. Now onto the ocean beaches. Well, it's pretty much fired up a bit this week with all this southerly influence has brought warm currents. It stirred the sea up a bit, and I got reports this morning, and old Scoey got 9 nice whiting down the big beach, all on beach worms, and they look like they're in reasonably good condition, these fish. So hopefully that's the start of it. They have been catching some nice whiting up at Fingal Spit over the last 2 weeks. Beach worms are the way to go there too. Whether live or preserved, that way of thinking or the difference in opinion there will go on for years. I fish with both of them. I fish for the beaches for 40 odd years now, sadly. I'm getting old, but they both work. So the metho worm works, the live worm works. I've never had a day where I've not caught fish by using one or the other, but that's only my experiences. People like the live ones, and we will have them in this Friday as usual, but we've also got the metho ones in the event you're out in the boat fishing. It's a lot easier to handle the preserve ones than the live ones, but look, have a crack at catching yourself too. Barubi's a great place, 1 Mile Beach and top end of Fingal up there, good worming beaches. You'll get enough for bait. It's not like the North Coast where there's a real lot of them, but there's enough there for bait. My advice is to worm half tide down. Don't worm at the bottom of the tide. Then when the water changes and comes back in, you're racing back. So have a crack at that. We've got some worming pliers in the shop. You can go on and look on YouTube and see how to worm, or I'll give you a quick demonstration in the shop the best I can. They are a lot of fun to catch. Can be frustrating, much like golf, beach worming. But when you get the hang of it, it's self-satisfying when you can catch your own bait too. Look, Samurai also a good beach for whiting at the northern end. It's a nudist beach, remember, so go really early or go late in the afternoon. I wouldn't suggest the middle of the day. Also, 1 mile up near Middle Rock, just south of that, there's always a nice gutter there. It's worth having a crack for whiting off that beach. And as I mentioned, Fingal, they are getting some brim around. A couple of nice flathead coming from up at the Spit as well. Look, and so, I mean, whiting's my favourite fish. So get into that. They would be, without a doubt, one of the best eating fish you could get, the whiting fillets. So now, onto the ocean rocks, they've been getting some nice lobsters. I've had a really good run of lobsters this year, probably the last 2 months. They are petering out slightly, but they're still getting a good feed of lobsters. And even though the price has dropped, if I watch the news this morning, it's $40 a kilo, it's still all right. So get your traps in there and see if you can get some lobsters for Christmas. Have a look at Boat Harbour, Fisherman's Bay for some green-eye squid. Also some nice reds to about 50 centimetres coming off the rocks at Fisherman's Bay. Sunny Corner, there's some kingfish off there the other day. Have a look at Telegraph Point there. Also, some nice reds being taken off there. Snapper to 60 centimetres, or reds again off 60 centimetres from Barry Park, which they're nice fish. Also, some green-eye squid mixed in there. Reports of a couple of bonito being taken around Sunny Corner and Big Rocky, which would be indicative, not many, but a couple, and that's indicative of the water warming up. There's no doubt about that. Blackfish off the rocks at Barubi there. Also, blackfish off the rocks at Morner Point, as well as off the rocks at Fisherman's Bay and Boat Harbour. So cabbage bait's the way to go there. You get them most of the year round in summer off the ocean rocks, so they're a bit more fun, the blackfish out there. Look, outside fishing this weekend, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see what the weather does. Sunday definitely looks like a better day. If you really want to have a crack, I'd check at Marine Rescue because they'll give you the latest and greatest weather conditions. If you're new to the area, the three main boat ramps are Soldiers Point, Little Beach, Shoal Bay. If your boat's big and you're unsure, Soldiers Point is the boat ramp to go to. If not, Little Beach is next. It depends how sanded up it is. Just go and have a look at the boat ramps if you're not familiar with them, just to see. There's a few differences there. But I highly recommend, even though Soldiers Point's further away than the Heads, if you, like I said, you're new to the area, you're not sure, and maybe you're on your own or there's only one and you're not familiar with it, go there first. It's a good starting point. Now, Little Pete fished the Outer Light during the week, some nice pan-sized reds there before that weather got up. Broughton Island, Jimmy's been getting some nice snapper up there, just using the Gulp Soft Plastics. Little Island was producing traglin, V and the 21 reefs also some traglin, the odd flathead from the gravel. Fingal Island, there were some nice reds taken there during the week on plastics to about 4 kilos. Big Tommy producing some dew and trag to about 3 kilos, so not very big. The flathead drift off Wreck Beach was producing okay. North Rock, a couple of kingfish came off there. The sisters of flathead on the drift, as well as the odd dolphin fish reported at the FAD, not many. So look, if you're not sure, I've got the GPS coordinates all on a card here for you. You're welcome to take them, they're free. I'll pop in the shop. Just keep updated, keep looking at the weather conditions as we get closer to the weekend. But at the moment, Sunday looks, it looks like there's a southerly change Saturday. Looks like Sunday's a slightly better day, and hopefully moving right into the holiday period the next week, this stormy weather will calm down and you'll be able to get into some good fishing with some warm currents. That's us for the first fishing report for the holiday time. Again, welcome to all the visitors and tight lines. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.